Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Mercer County boys track with senior Austin Robinson. The Golden Eagles off to a great start, coming off a nice win at the Rock Ridge Invitational last Friday. And I saw Austin Robinson sweeps the 110 and 300 hurdles and also participates in that 4x1 that won. Austin Robinson, nice going last Friday night. Talk about your season so far, man. Pretty exciting.
Thank you, Jim. It's just been hard work through the winter and the cold and having meets canceled here and there, going out and working when we can, getting a chance, whether it's inside, outside, and just pushing each other to get better since we can't really get in the meets with competition there.
And I've asked a couple people, I'm like, who is this Austin Robinson dude? He's had to kind of wait his turn, right, with some of the hurdlers over the past couple of years. Mikey Neal was such a great runner for Mercer County. But, man, you've really stepped up your game here your senior year. So you were kind of edged out, and I know Evan Terrell was a hurdler too, so you're talking about two very good athletes you had to kind of wait behind. So I think that's kind of a lesson maybe for some other kids to listen to. I mean, you've had to wait basically 3 years to shine, to get your shining moment, as they say.
Yeah, I kind of wait behind and learn from them and see what they're doing out there, getting better, and then take my turn and finally get to the top and just keep going with what I have there.
Well, and you've had such a great start with winning the Rock Ridge invite last week in the two hurdle events, but then I think you kind of got a good measure of where you're at to wrap up the indoor season, the prep top times event for most people. If you don't understand, that's basically indoor state at the beginning of the season. So you had a decent performance. I think you said ranked third going in, right, to the finals and finished sixth. But that kind of gives you an idea of, hey, me, you know, I belong here maybe in 2018. Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, I went down there and ran the prelims and got up to third going into finals and then kind of dropped down a little bit to sixth, but just kind of the experience of running against the, hey, these are the top guys in the state, and these are who I'm going to be seeing if keep running that fast, and then just realizing how good you have to be up there and be a state champion or be a state placer at outdoor state in Charleston.
Well, I know I was talking to Caitlin Hoffman last week, and she broke it down to like milliseconds, I think is what it is. But from a hurdler standpoint, you were telling me off the air, you basically, from the end of last season to early in this season, is it you cut almost a full second off in the 110 hurdles? How does one do that?
Yeah, last year was about a 16.6 or so when I got in the meets and ran that, and this year it's about a 15.7 it was last Friday at Rock Ridge, and then it's just November and December, whether it's outside or when we get a nice or not so nice day, I got to stay inside. Just Coach Lauk and I are working over the hurdles, just getting the steps down, trail leg, lead leg, and just pushing off that hurdle and making sure we can do all we can to be ready for the season.
So did you run the hurdles like in junior high, like 7th grade or 8th grade? When did you start doing it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a sketchy road down there at the junior high. Just no coaches teaching you what to do, kind of. But sometimes you'll get it when you get in high school and then really start getting it, because there's a 9-inch or 6 or 9-inch high difference in the high school when you get there, so it's kind of scary.
From junior high, you mean?
Yeah, it's 30 or 33 in junior high, and then it's 39 for the high hurdles in
high school. Do you remember, like, the first time, like, you ran track and you said, well, Robinson, you want to try the hurdles?
Yeah.
What was your first experience?
It was
at that.
Oh, wow. Just thinking in my head of, I'm going to fall over this. And
well, and then you have the, like, cinder track down in Joy compared to the new track in Aledo at the high school.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, I know one time in 7th grade I fell and I got cinders in my
knee. Just got a mark to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the show for it. All right, so you look at the year so far. This, you know, some good dudes graduated last year, and I know it was funny, I ran into Coach Lauk at the track the one day, and he said, man, dealing with all these injuries, and then I'm looking in the box score and seeing all these points that have been scored at these last couple of meets. There must be some pretty good balance on that track roster. What about that?
Yeah, we've all dealt with our fair share of injuries. I mean, I've been out for 2 weeks with hip injury, battled through that, and then Quentin's been out with hamstrings since indoor state, and Preston's been hurt with hips, and I know Evan's ankles and hips are hurting going over hurdles all the time, and it's just next man up mentality and who else can get in there and run your best time and see what we got there for the relays.
I thought it was interesting, by the way, that one of the neat things I heard from somebody. They said, well, want to go cheer on Austin Robinson. We're recording this interview on Tuesday morning, by the way, and it's senior night tonight, Tuesday night, for the Mercer County invite. And it was like a couple of girls' basketball players who said, well, he came to cheer on us a lot, so we want to come and cheer on him. So what about, that's like school spirit, man,
yeah,
right?
Got to help each other out, and when it's their season, go out there and cheer for them, hope they do the best, and then hope they come out and support us all to do the same and help us do our best.
All right, well, Austin Robinson, I want to see a kid. You told me you were an alternate last year,
yes,
for state. I want to see Austin Robinson at the Eastern Illinois University Oval in May, late May, going for a big medal at state. So what is it going to take here, getting ready for a conference, getting ready for sectional, and kind of putting it all together? Now, I'm not talking about just one event, maybe trying to get down there in four events to say I'm going to go out my senior year at state running for the maximum four events. So yeah, take it away.
Yeah, it'll. I mean, you got the 4x1 that starts out, and then you got a one race break, and you go around the 110s, and then you got to recover from that and be ready, and you get about a 4 or 5 race break, and then it's time for a 4x2, and then one race after that, it's 300. So you just got to, endurance, you just got to keep up and be ready for that next race, and especially down at state when you got all those guys running against faster than you've seen all year, and then you just got to keep up with them and do your best and see where you can come out on top. Hopefully it's number one.
Yeah, and you haven't had a lot of outdoor meets really to this point. Now, you're going to get a bunch over the next 2 weeks, basically, leading into the conference and then the postseason. So are you looking at, like, are you measuring, like, times right now as you approach that part of the season?
Yeah, there's, with the conference coming up, we're kind of seeing where we're at and then hoping for that. And then when the sectionals comes up about a week or week and a half, 2 weeks later, you got to know. Because, I mean, there's not a lot of guys around here that are running the same fastest hurdle times as, say, Evan and I are. Even a lot of times it's just us running against each other in meets. And then at conference, there's pretty much Evan and I. But then once you get to sectionals, that's when you start really realizing there's a lot of other good guys out here. And then state's just a whole other world.
Well, and then the interesting part for like the hurdlers that run relays, because you talk about like the form that's needed for the hurdles, where you're not thinking about handoff, you're thinking about form and getting over the hurdle. But then you go from that to like the relays, where it's like no hurdles, and it's, you, and you told me you run the second leg on the 4x1 and 4x2, so it's basically the first, I mean, the pressure's on, you know, the first handoff, which is you.
Uh-huh.
So what is the mental part of that game for you, adjusting from one to the other? I've always wondered about that with hurdles, the hurdlers and the sprinters that run those relays.
Yeah, with going over hurdles, it's just a mental game of get your steps down, get over it, and then it's the, with the relays, it's got to trust my guy behind me to get the stick in my hand, because you're not looking back for it. And then you just got to run, and the guy you're handing off to in front of you, they're trusting you to get that stick in their hand and not drop it, and just get as fast around the track as you can.
Have the handoffs, I mean, have you been pleased with the handoff so far, you know, in the competition, because there hasn't been a lot of it so far this year?
Yeah, they've been pretty good. We practice them every day before meets and not before meets and whatnot, and make sure we're clicking on all cylinders there.
All right, so we're talking, as I mentioned, we're talking to you on Tuesday. It's senior night. So what are you reflective on your, like, it, nearing an end for you, competing in track? You're down to basically what, just we do this interview in the last week of April, you're down to basically a month of school and competition. So are you reflective on that at all?
Yeah, it's kind of looking at it and thinking, hey, this is my last chance to go out and do what I want on the track or wherever else. And you got the last, like you said, 3 weeks, whatever it is, to go out there and see what you got, give it your all. And whether you got an injury or not, you just got to tough it out now, because you don't have time to mess around with that, really.
All right, how good of a guy is Mick Lout?
Oh, he's
pretty
a
good
guy.
Dude, man.
Yeah. He's a great guy out there, always helping out where it needs or wherever it could be.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy that wins. That's what I like about him. So, Austin Robinson, man, doing a great job running the two sprint relays, the 4x1, 4x2, and watch him on the hurdles, doing a great job on the 110 and 300. He swept those two hurdle events last week at Rock Ridge and also the 4x1. Nice going. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, Austin Robinson with us on the High School Sports Spotlight.